WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, pianist Jeremy Denk experiments with syncopation.
And I started thinking about, what does syncopation do? Why do we love it? Why does it send music forward? What is the pleasure of it? And so I decided to create this suite of pieces that was about that.
Denk's suite spans four centuries, from William Byrd to Igor Stravinsky, and it highlights this hour of music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival, the latest in a 13-part series spotlighting some of the most masterful performers in the world today. This hour, we'll hear from Jeremy Denk and two other widely recognized pianists, Richard Good and Ingrid Fleeter. They share the spotlight with two promising newcomers, soprano Sarah Schaefer and piano prodigy Emily Baer. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Patty and Bob Huskamp, William and Nancy Richardson, and Diane S. Robertson. At the 2016 Gilmore Festival, pianist Ingrid Fleeter got a chance to take the stage with her husband, clarinetist Anton Dressler. She is Argentinian, he is Russian, and a stepson of one of her former piano teachers. They make their home in Italy, and when they make music together, they enjoy playing this piece, the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc.
Thank you.
the final movement of the Clarinet Sonata by Francis Poulenc, clarinetist Anton Dressler and pianist Ingrid Fleeter, who are husband and wife, gave that performance in Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. It was one of several appearances Fleeter made at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, celebrating her 10th anniversary as a Gilmore Artist Award winner. The honor includes generous financial and career support. Fleeter clearly remembers the moment she learned about the award. Gilmore Artistic Director Dan Gustin told her over lunch.
When he revealed to me, while I was eating a salad, that I got the 2006 Gilmore Award, I thought it was a joke or he was talking about something else. And when I realized that was the truth, that day really something changed in me, because from having to fight for opportunities, I jumped to the state of being able to say no.
The news that she'd been named the 2006 Gilmore Artist was a surprise to Fleeter, because the Gilmore is not a competition pianists can choose to enter. According to Dan Gustin, the trustees of the foundation created by Kalamazoo philanthropist Irving S. Gilmore decided the Gilmore Award ought to be different.
It was an attempt to improve on the idea of a competition. There's no competition because there's only a winner. There's no losers. The decision as to who would receive the award would be done by an anonymous panel, and it would be done by judging the candidates over a period of time in different performances of different repertoire, so that you got a more complete picture of an artist than you can get in the snapshots that you get in a competition.
A new Gilmore artist has been named every 4 years since 1991. The 2014 winner was Polish pianist Rafał Blechacz. Pianist Richard Good has won numerous awards in his distinguished career, including first prize in the Clara Haskell competition in 1973. At the 2016 Gilmore Festival, he appeared alongside young soprano Sarah Schaefer in a recital that included these three pieces by Gabriel Fauré.
Is home.
Soprano Sarah Schaefer and pianist Richard Good performed three songs by Gabriel Fauré: Mandolin, Les Berceaux, or The Cradles, and Après un rêve, After a Dream. They were recorded in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College in Kalamazoo, Michigan, during the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival. Richard Good has long been known for his penetrating artistry. Sarah Schaefer is a relative newcomer, a recent graduate of the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia. But she's already appeared at the BBC Proms and the Glyndebourne Festival in England. In his all-too-short life, Franz Schubert had only a few chances to hear his music performed in public or to see it published. His piano trio in E-flat major is one of those exceptions. He finished it in November of 1827. It was premiered in concert the following March and published shortly before his death in November of 1828. A German ensemble, the Morgenstern Trio, performed it at the Gilmore Festival.
Thank you.
chamber music from the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival. The Morgenstern Trio played the second movement from Franz Schubert's Piano Trio in E-flat major, a performance recorded in Stetson Chapel at Kalamazoo College in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Members of the Morgenstern Trio met more than 10 years ago at a conservatory in Essen, Germany. They are pianist Katharina Klipfel, violinist Stefan Hempel, and cellist Emmanuel Weise. Our next Gilmore Festival performer is in her mid-teens. When she was 6, she became the youngest recipient of the ASCAP Morton Gould Young Composer Award. Her name is Emily Baer, and this is the composition that won her the award. From the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, the Emily Baer Trio performs Northern Lights. A 14-year-old pianist named Emily Baer with a piece that won her a composition prize when she was only 6. It's called Northern Lights. Emily Baer appeared at the 2016 Gilmore Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan, along with bassist Peter Slaviv and drummer Jay Sawyer. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Patty and Bob Huskamp, William and Nancy Richardson, and Diane S. Robertson. In a moment, Jeremy Denk spreads the joy of ragtime. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Pianist Jeremy Denk enjoys the Gilmore Festival because it gives him a chance to experiment with his personal passions. For one thing, he enjoys unusual juxtapositions. In his 2016 visit to the Gilmore, he played a suite that he'd concocted. It brings together short pieces by composers ranging from William Byrd to Igor Stravinsky. The unifying element is syncopated rhythm, the signature of ragtime.
I mean, it's fun to switch back and forth between these wildly different musics. And there's some music in there that we don't give enough attention to, like the Byrd, for example. Really, pleasure and fun is the idea of the ragtime set, I guess. What's a really interesting thing is that ragging is really a verb. You take a tune that's boring and you rag it by syncopating it, and then you bring it alive. And I think that's what the suite is supposed to be about.
In his suite, Jeremy Dank includes short pieces by seven composers: Scott Joplin, Igor Stravinsky, William Byrd, Paul Hindemith, William Balcom, Conlon Nuncaro, and Donald Lambert. Wait till you hear what Lambert does to Wagner. Here's pianist Jeremy Dank from the Gilmour Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Thank you.
ragtime suite compiled by pianist Jeremy Dank. Dank gave that performance in Dalton Recital Hall at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo during the 2016 Gilmour Keyboard Festival. The suite included Sunflower Slow Drag by Scott Joplin, Piano Rag Music by Igor Stravinsky, The Passing Measures by William Byrd, Ragtime from Paul Hindemith's Suite 1922, William Balcom's Graceful Ghost Rag, and Canons for Ursula by Conlon Nancaro. Jeremy Dank wrapped it all up with a little fun at the expense of Richard Wagner, Donald Lambert's stride piano treatment of the Pilgrim's Chorus from the opera Tannhäuser.
In Wagner, of course, with all due respect, he's a composer in which there is very little laughter for the most part. There's something delicious about taking a square and pious theme like the Tannhäuser theme and swinging it and completely removing it to a different context. And it's wicked, and yet it's, I think, at the same time, kind of charming.
Pianist Jeremy Dank. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmour International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, a more traditional take on Wagner from pianist Imogen Cooper. More information about the Gilmour's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmour.org. Support for the Gilmour Festival radio series comes from Patty and Bob Huskamp, William and Nancy Richardson, and Diane S. Robertson. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmour staff members Alice Kemmerling and Elisa Carroll. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Heaney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmour Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.